Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. You know, we have not watched a 4K Blu-ray today yet. And the night's not over, technically, but it is getting kind of late, so I doubt we will. But what we have been watching is this Amazon Prime Fallout series, man. They've done a really good job with it. Unlike other adaptations, it's very true to the mood of the universe that it inhabits and the source material, the tone of the source material. And that's really refreshing. I think others have said it, you know? I'm no Fallout expert. I don't know exactly where along the chronology this is taking place. Compared to the games, I get the impression that it was taking place near Philadelphia, which is the most recent, Fallout 76 or whatever, which I never played. But then at other points, it seems like they're in California. Like there's a sign that says Hollywood Boulevard, and I guess that could be anywhere. Could be some joke that I'm not in on, but... That's something I'm a little curious about. No doubt this is going to start making Fallout lore content go absolutely bananas. Yeah, I don't know. We have been really appreciating it. I'm glad that Michael Rapaport, he had his little bit, and I'm glad he's not in it any longer. Now we can move on from that. We're starting to see some character arcs form. It's so wild that Fallout could get this kind of treatment from Amazon, who also did Lord of the Rings. I don't know if a big point of the show is like, you know, corporate productions, management, that kind of thing. And, I just don't know. If I can be so naive, like the characters in this show, some of them, to believe that Amazon learned from its mistakes with the Lord of the Rings show and said, you know, our viewers, critics, seem to have really cared that we deviated so much from the source material. That's what it seemed like. In other news, dude, we had a pasta salad today, but I feel like we also had tuna salad. That was refreshing, a tuna salad melt, even. Woke up to a little bit of dew. Maybe it rained. The gutters seemed wet, if that makes sense. And so hopefully all of our plants that we've got going are surviving well, right? This coming couple days, we got to do a little bit more landscape stuff. I think it's important to keep the balance. We're going to do mulch, maybe a few little plants. Tree sale is coming up in like 3 days, so that will be exciting. We'll get some trees planted. But it also still could technically snow. Anyway, I don't think there's much else to talk about. I'm excited for the next few days of media, including Blu-ray. You know, it really does show. I have the TV plugged into the wall with Ethernet. So even though it's 4K UHD supposedly coming from Prime, it doesn't look that great. There's places where it definitely could have HDR, and it says it does, you know, but it doesn't look that great. I mean, overall, I'm not trying to say that the show is ugly. Far from it. The show looks great. It's more an issue of I see weaknesses that I know it wasn't filmed that way. I know that if they mastered it differently or just had that one scene a little bit better rendered, I'd be able to see more. It wouldn't be distracting. I don't know, it falls apart in highlights. And it's particularly, this isn't a spoiler, but there's multiple moments where Walter Groggins' character has the sun behind him and he's like wearing a cowboy hat, so they're trying to like flare the sun on the brim of his hat into the camera lens. And that is something that looks amazing and can look amazing, but it's glaring on the screen. It's just like a bunch of white that has a bunch of artifacts, and it's clearly not like high level HDR mastering, which you would want. And I don't understand why these big studios and distribution platforms can't do that for their tentpole shows like this. I mean, this, how much bigger of a production is this than the Blue Man Group or Cirque du Soleil? You know what I mean? But they're distributing the same thing to so many people. They don't have to perform it every night. I mean, look at how much money something like The Phantom of the Opera on Broadway would have made. And they would have put that attention to detail into it. And they have with films, more or less, right? It is just kind of weird that they don't go in. I mean, another example is, of course, Game of Thrones for the darkness of the long night scene. But also that coffee cup. When Game of Thrones was going on and there was that Starbucks and you could like still see the Starbucks cup. I don't know, last I heard. I mean, maybe they changed that a few days later. But like, that could have been changed really quick. They can update the files and they just don't bother. And I would love to see them master things where they're like, okay, come that scene, like, go in there and render it better. I don't know. Anyway. Might get into some late night snacking here in a little bit, so I'm going to go. Thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.